Yeah. Listen. Mm. It's been it been what, about 300 days, huh?
Yeah.
300.
Yeah.
But we bike like we never left, honestly. You understand what I'm saying? The originator. Hmm? We gave you your flows. Hmm? We booked your shows. The camp. The 972. Mm. We back in the building, man. But this time we live and it's in fire, man. Listen, man. Hey, man. Say, man. It's your boy, Yola Banner, man. I'm back, man. Of course, with some of your favorite, two of the OG cast members. Huh? Shout out to him, man. Shout out to my guy Jansen on the one and twos. A different DJ. Goddamn, same vibe, though. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, before we get too deep, as I always do, I try to promote the people that's helping me so I can help them. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I've been telling people for years, if you want to come up here and spit your wisdom, and you can come up here too, huh? Hit my guy up, man, via email at thedallasonair@gmail.com. That is thedallasonair@gmail.com. Hit up Kat. Hit up Jansen. Hit them up, and they will get you a booked spot here at the stool, man, for sure, man. Once again, as always, I'm supporting mental health. Talk to somebody. Suicidal hotline, man. 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that's 1-800-273-8255. Man, listen, man. You ain't gotta do it. We ain't call somebody. Talk to somebody, man. Listen. Also, people that rock with them folk, talk to them. Call them. Don't make them always be the first person to have to call you, man. Go on ahead and tap in with people, man. Man, make them feel the high energy, man. I have one more person to promote. My guy, man. Me and Coach just went out there just in the goddamn movie. I feel like I was in the movie Hoes.
Right.
Nigga had me out. Shout out to my guy, AJ, man. You can follow him on Instagram, man. Triggered_response_training, man. AJ the gun guy, man. Go tap in with a man, $100 LTC. If you don't know what those acronyms stand for, license to carry.
Yes, sir.
$100, man. Go ahead and do it one time. Listen, man, some of the best knowledge in the game, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got weapons if you need them. He's put on great training. He got not just the LTC classes, but you can come back and you can do shooting classes.
Yeah.
You can do more informational classes.
Yeah.
You can also get become an instructor. You understand what I'm saying? He also was telling us about wild hog shooting.
Yeah.
And this different little stuff like that. So, man, hit my guy up once again on Instagram, man. That is triggered_response_training. Hit my guy up, man, if you want to get your LTC or even just hit the range, man. Outdoor gun range for sure. Listen, all right, so let's go ahead and before we get too deep, hold on. Coach.
Yeah.
I know it's been a minute.
Yeah.
But we got to give it to the people, man.
Come on, let's do it, man. Coach
health,
King.
Health. Hold on. I'm going to do it. I forgot y'all got it,
man. No way, you good.
I was going to tell you rolling some motion.
Yeah.
Let my people introduce themselves, hey. Man. Go ahead, man. Left and right.
Go ahead, ladies first.
Hey, everybody. My name is Monica, and you can find me on Instagram at Money the Mogul. That is Money with two I's, the Mogul. Hit me up for all your real estate needs, apartment locating, and I'm back in my photography bag. Ew.
Let's get it. I like to hear it. Coach King AZ, man. I'm still at the lab in the gym. You got any athletes, mamas, daddies, fathers, babies, whoever, tell them come on over and see me. Coach King AZ right there in the Trinity Groves, right there in the city. Anytime you guys see that big old white bridge, just think of me.
And I do.
Yeah.
And I do.
I know it. Look, think of me.
I'm going to speak that wisdom, man. And with that, I want you to keep going ahead right into it like okay. We usually do.
Gotcha.
Health tip of the week, stretch exercise of the week. Mm-hmm. Middle of the summer now.
Yeah.
Go on, preach to them, Coach.
I love it. Look, we're going to go ahead and start out. But first, what you guys need to be doing to keep yourselves hydrated. I'm going to start first with getting coconut water.
Huh?
Coconut water is a good go-to for your natural electrolytes. You guys, whenever you think of electrolytes, a lot of us like to think of Gatorade, Powerade, you know, vitamin water. But I know coconut water is the most natural, the cleanest, the most efficient way to get those cells nourished, to get that energy in your body. So coconut water, then of course, get into your cold-pressed juices. Cold-pressed juices are the ones where you can flip them and turn them upside down. You can see the separation. See the separation in the juice. That's how you know you got a good cold pressed juice. So get your juices and, of course, eat your fruits. Eat your citrus fruits, your oranges, your peaches, your mangoes. It's the summertime, so try to get with those seasonal fruits. Start building a relationship with your local farmers markets. There's one downtown, obviously. DeSoto got one. You know, these are things that we kind of need to start getting familiarized with. Stretch of the week, exercise of the week, I'm going to just go with Turkish get up. Turkish get up. Yeah, whenever you guys get an opportunity, I want you guys to do some research on the Turkish get up. Once you guys do that research, I want you to just bang out like two of them each arm.
Hey, that's how you know them bitches hard.
Okay.
You hear what he said? Two.
It's two.
You
just
doing
try.
Pad two, nigga. You in a mini workout. And then
he said attempted.
That cry. Okay, so look, let's go on roll into it, man. Once again, of course, clearly we starting in the middle of the damn year.
Yeah.
Weekend. Mm-hmm. It's live. So we got to kind of roll what we know right now. We're going to kind of do an overview. But we're going to kind of try to keep it, you know, relevant to it at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, okay.
As y'all got the notes, y'all got the bell ringer notes.
Bell ringers.
We all over the place with it, but this is how I'm going to rock out with y'all right now, okay? We're going to go ahead and go. Let's get serious first.
Okay.
Presidential debate, man.
Okay.
I don't know if you, did you guys watch or even see highlights of the presidential debate?
Definitely saw highlights.
Okay. Of course.
Okay.
You couldn't miss it.
Now, at this point, clearly, we are in a tobacco as a country. It don't matter which side of the damn turkey bird you pick. It is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
But just from y'all perspective, you know what I'm saying? As far as with the presidential debate and with our candidates, maybe I just throw out a few questions. You ain't got to ask, you know, answer them in order, nothing like that. But maybe do you guys think that Biden is going to be the foreseeable candidate, or will they swap him out with somebody else? Maybe Michelle, maybe Gavin Newsom out of Cali, you know. Or and also, do you think Trump is young enough to do it? Mm. He was up there looking mighty damn old his damn self.
He was sweating.
He was up there looking crazy.
He was hot.
So I'm saying, I mean, you know, also, whoever is the president, we know what's going on. Immigration going crazy. Chicago, New York. We got people sliding up here. You seen them buses the other day,
bruh.
The tornado buses,
bruh.
Say, I ain't never seen them.
And they full. They be full. Like,
I ain't think about it until you said, Then I start seeing them numbers.
Yeah,
yep.
They not
different country.
They from Mexico.
Yeah, no, they not from here.
They here.
And then they open
no mega bus.
They here. You also got other issues going on in America, but you know that shit banging across the world.
Hell
they
yeah.
Denouncing the dollar.
Yep. That's been happening, though.
But, you know,
BRICS.
You go back and check the episode, because this is episode 134.
Yeah.
You understand me? So if you go back in the episode, we've been banging out these type of new, but, you know, now it's here.
It's public.
It's here now.
Yeah, people know.
So now you start asking yourself shit like, damn, okay, boom. Bitcoin, back on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And this draft. Psst. Now, we clearly, you know, thank God that we are out of the age. Goddamn confinement. But
we graduated.
But we got some kinfolk though.
We do.
Yeah.
18 to 26.
Yeah, I know some.
Male, and they talking about adding women.
Yeah.
So let me just asking some original 972s, man. What are your thoughts on the future of the country, man? 2024, 2025. Left to right. Come on, man.
All right. So as far as the presidential debate, y'all know before I was rocking with Trump, I still kind of rock with Trump. He's an asshole. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, people need the truth. And that's what I respected, is he was trying to give some truth. I can't say it was 100, you know, whatever, but he was trying. What I do respect about is, like, you know, he act like he care about black people. I can't say he do. He act like it. The rest of them, they just blatantly racist in our face. Whatever. And to the comment about the black job thing, I have a black job. Right. I work in the hood. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I understood that. You can't take offense to that. I feel like if you
understand why I was offense?
I don't either. Because every morning when I go to work, they playing some. Listen, let me not start. But I don't think that either one of them really should be running. I think they too old. And did you not see the news that yesterday Biden had a medical emergency on Air Force One?
Y'all seen that?
And then they tried to retract it, but ain't nobody seen him. So
ain't been his ass. I don't know where his ass been. Kamala been. I've seen him for the first
on BET.
What the fuck?
That's true.
She said she had to pop out and show y'all niggas she one of us. and chose the wrong song. Like, girl, you not like us.
First of all, that BET show was all propaganda.
The whole thing.
I've never seen a show that was all. And shout out to the ladies.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with
it. But first of all, now damn it. We got Chris Brown. Uh-huh. We got Kendrick,
Avery Wilson.
It's some more little. It's some more singers. They let him perform the country. Shabuska.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, and then the people that was up there, the propaganda that was pushing. It was crazy.
To be honest, I've unplugged from that anyway. Like I can't.
Listen, so Cole, what you thinking, man? Like I said, we got Bitcoin, we got the draft. What y'all thinking on these subjects, man? Come on now.
Man, look, it can be a lot for you to unfold, you know?
Yeah.
Unpack, but shout out to Dick Gregory.
Come on.
You know, once the universe put them glasses on, mm-hmm. you can't take them out. Yeah. So I just encourage you all just to, you know, ask the more authentic questions.
Come on now.
When you speaking of race, walk outside of America and see if you be able to use that same terminology, race. You're going to have to come a little bit more authentically and identify yourself. If you from Europe, what country are you from in Europe? If you from Africa, what country are you from in Africa? You know, if you from Mexico, what country are you from in Mexico? But all of a sudden, when we get over to the States, it's just, you just a color. You brown, you yellow, you know what I mean? And so I know, especially for, you know, our people, like I say, you know, it's unfortunate, but when you start speaking authentically, I just, you know, say, you know, you just have to be cautious of, you know, how you kind of connecting the dots. And so, I just encourage our people to do the research, you know, and once you do that research, I then think that you'll be able to kind of liberate your minds and liberate, you know what I'm saying, yourself a little bit differently in a sense to where you can start making more, I don't even want to say educated at this point, but more, help me bring it home.
Come on, listen, think for your damn self.
Okay, look. You said it better than I did.
On common sense.
Yeah.
It ain't
they
so
putting
common.
Shit in front of you every day. Oh, we tell you about the vaccinations.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Back then, oh, these niggas crazy. Mm-hmm. They crazy. Do you what this boy talking about on the show, man? I can't even believe it. And now it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole goddamn, it's a roof. It's a roof, man. They doing the fumble roof skin on it, man.
In front of us.
And it happened. You mm-hmm. seen bro was just on trial. Mm-hmm. I was saying, goddamn it, a Fauci. I didn't know. You did.
He knew.
Yeah, you did.
He knew.
Who was on them papers?
Come on, man. Listen. Shit getting crazy, but we gonna talk about that. We got some more topics, man. And shout out to everybody that is in the armed forces that help us sleep with tranquility every night. Mm. But at the same time, shit getting crazy.
Yeah.
18-26, bringing back the draft. To me, it's starting to let you know that this shit getting sick.
You gotta have that thing on you even here though. Like,
yes,
like they were talking, so you were talking about the what's happening in the big cities and all that kind of stuff. Yep. And I consider Dallas a big city. But like in LA, we were just talking about that. They have people that are from like Venezuela and stuff
Honduras
like that.
And shit.
Listen. They on the street, you stop at the light and they mobbing you at the light. Like, you got to have that thing on you. Yeah. Like,
And I'm glad you went there because, once again, we got people here struggling, been struggling since 2020 or before even that, as far as the money on. And now you telling me the thief folk coming over here and getting a $6,500 credit for a hotel room.
They living in them bad boys.
They getting stipends and shit for food.
Yeah.
$1,500 for food, $25. And when we ask for anything, you understand that you turn down at every turn, you turn down at every, and what I really, really feel like, because the countries never send their best to our country. We know what's going on when they come over here. You need a draft. You got all these, you allowing the border to be open, which is, to me is just open treason, open terrorist shit.
It's terrorist.
But what you putting them in place for?
Let me tell you something. When I was driving Uber, there was a dude in my car that was like, you're going to have to learn Spanish. And I was like, I'm not about to have to learn no Spanish. This is America. Like, y'all need to learn English. Like, y'all coming over here. And he basically told us that he came up here and he was waiting on instructions. The fuck you waiting on instructions for?
No, I feel like they insulating the army here, I feel like. Some type of militia that they can teach certain things and round people up, if anything, martial law.
Yeah.
We still speak on this, guys. Shit not changing. I keep telling you, they finna pass another. They pass a new big-ass bill September 1st every year.
Yeah.
Every year. But we got to keep our eyes open. You know, they got the Kendrick and Drake shit, which we're going to talk about that, too. We're going to keep the culture. But I'm just saying, they put all these distractions in your face.
Mm-hmm.
While behind us, it's election year.
Mm-hmm.
You goddamn every other country looking at us crazy because they're like, hell no. What going on? Goddamn Russia by Cuba. They making pacts and shit with each other. Yep. This shit getting crazy.
Yep.
It is.
Do y'all really believe we're going to have an election?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked. What is the future? Because
I don't think so. My astrologer said
if they start a war, the acting president got to stand off.
But he's a vegetable. So then what happens?
It's going to trickle down.
Yeah.
Kamala, or they're going to replace him. And once again, we already know,
it's a
allegedly,
yeah,
that Barack Obama and them boys still running the motherfucking. They've been having a 40-year run, though. Yeah. Third Bush, Clinton, second Bush. Goddamn, and then you skip it with Obama, then you skip it with Trump, and then you go back to Biden. Mm. Biden was vice president for Barack.
Yeah.
So you know, hey man, you know, keep your eyes open, get your bug out bag, man. You know, be ready to run. Know some people, you know, like I say, hit my guy AJ up, Gunsmith. Get you an astrologer.
Get one.
You know, it's certain shit we gotta start preparing ourselves for, man. So we're going to move on to the next topic, though. Once again, shout out to everybody that's watching live, man. And if you're not, go back and watch it, man. And put comments in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We here for y'all, man. We back.
Let's do it.
Goddamn. Now, how do you pronounce this? I don't want to lie to y'all. Hurricane B. I said, bruh. And you know me, I be fucking the words up, and I ain't want to fuck it up. Lie.
That's a country ass name.
Hurricane bruh. I was calling that bitch. Hurricane B, man, it is right now. It's whooping the shit out of Jamaica,
man.
And all them little countries right now. And shout out to them, man. Hopefully they can have a refuge and seek help. But the shit coming up the coast, coming up Florida, Bama, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana. You know that bitch in it. You know it's in right here in Houston, man.
Yeah, we just had a bad storm, didn't we, not too long ago. Remember all the trees and stuff were being broken in half.
Y'all remember up here?
You don't remember that?
I was in a tornado.
Well, it was a tornado. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's that year. They saying it. They not scared nothing. I don't want to fear monger.
Yeah.
I hate to do it.
It's one of the worst.
But I try to be real with my people though.
Yeah. Correct.
You a 972 with me. You could be a 303.
Yeah.
You could be a 214. Goddamn 509. Yeah. But what I'm trying to tell you, they say that bitch probably be just as bad as Katrina. That's what they saying.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
That's what they saying. You look at the movement of that motherfucking high pole. And then, like I say, Wednesday, if you was in the news, in our local DFW, we had record-breaking number of planes at the airports.
Mm-hmm.
One moving.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick's coming up.
Yeah.
New Orleans, Houston, all them babies at the bottom.
Oh, people traveling coming here. Yeah. The safe haven.
Yeah.
Once they try to tell you the city something else, though, when they get here.
Yeah.
But goddamn. You're scrambling and bambling them.
And then they're going to stay for 10 years.
Well, I do like it. Okay, now you like it. But that's neither here nor there. But we want to say, everybody, man, be cautious. Take heed to whatever. And once again, shout out to the elders down there in these lands I'm talking about, because they've been fighting these hurricanes for generations. They don't move no goddamn word.
They don't.
They buckle that shit down. They do what they got to do. Goddamn, hit their little woo-wop the bam.
Yeah.
And they there.
Yeah.
And when the storm come out, they still there to go ahead and maneuver. But for some of y'all new booties, that's scared. Your ass ain't been doing what the land, you ain't off the land like your elders is. Hope you say too. The travels up here and hope your family and stuff out, this shit can get crazy at times.
I agree.
It can get real crazy, and, you know.
It's a little overwhelming.
We back to school. We was here for the Katrina shit.
Yeah. I remember.
So we got friends that we made from that, and this shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was scrambled everywhere. Violence was up everywhere. You know, you got the FEMA shit everywhere, man. So we just hope everybody that y'all move swiftly, and the ancestors are with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do know if you need a job that FEMA will be booming in about 2 weeks.
And if you an insurance adjuster.
Oh, you a bunking.
You better be ready.
Thunking right okay. now. Shout out to y'all boys. Yeah, y'all be safe. Yeah. Let's see. Let's take it down, man. Have y'all been interacting with artificial intelligence?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jansen.
Shout out.
Have you been interacting with that artificial intelligence back there, man? Have you been producing shows with them?
I made a couple commercials with it. Yeah.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like y'all didn't see the Bible. Y'all didn't see the Bible? Y'all didn't see our robot, did you?
Go oh, deep. I,
shout out to Will.
I told y'all, I'm going to be like Will. I'm going to have that old pickup truck with the rest of y'all driving Teslas, not Monica.
Space. Well, I'm saying this shit crazy. It's taking over, guys.
Go ahead.
I got to ask the question, man, because this shit taking over. Of course, writing prompts for shit.
Come on.
Yeah.
Making music.
Talking to itself.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I got you.
So, now, they making movies.
Mm-hmm.
They making music. They got a movie coming out. Have y'all seen the trailer? It's called The Last Script Writer.
I didn't see the trailer, but I heard about it because it got them in
I heard
uproar.
About it too.
Crazy. Yeah.
You seen the trailer?
Crazy.
I'm gonna go see it tonight.
Hey man, listen. I don't know. I'm gonna take it into some of my horror films.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody don't watch horror.
Yeah.
But shout out to some of my people that watch horror. Resident Evil.
Yeah.
A throwback.
I think it's 5 if I'm the little girl that was the little. Say, man, they been putting it in your face. Will say, hell no, GG.
Terminator.
Shout out to the prequel to The Matrix.
Yeah.
Connect them dots. Who wrote that?
Huh?
Who wrote that? What's her name?
Black lady.
What's her name? We can't do her like that.
No, I can't do her like that.
What's her name, coach?
Look,
I know her name. I just.
But shout out to that, yeah.
Nah, but shout out. She in Vegas right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
She called with it, though. But like I said, that's the prefix to it, man. Listen, all this artificial intelligence. And I feel like humans, you know, image of God.
Yeah.
Huh? Supposed to be God-like, God body.
In his likeness.
What are the mathematics, God?
Yeah.
Hmm? We are becoming really, really lazy, man.
Very much.
I'm talking about from the, and I don't mean no disrespect, nobody money. I know everybody getting their paper and shit like that. I ain't saying it, but as a culture, the Uber Eats, man, the everything on delivery. I remember when I was little, nigga, you put my grandmama food on the ground.
That's a problem.
Say, man, what the fuck?
That's disrespectful.
You couldn't smash her bread and crack her eggs and shit without getting cut. Now these niggas putting your groceries on the ground. Ain't even making sure your shit right, fresh, expiration date.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
and then you wonder why you sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got people reading and writing for you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you wonder why
kids
we can't
write
for
cursive.
Ourselves. Yeah. We wonder why.
Yeah.
I would like to once again just make an observation, mm-hmm. and I just go ahead and say with great power come great responsibilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What this technology is doing is it's exposing. You know, our society, our people, you know, the degenerates are being exposed. But at the same time, the scholars are also being exposed, too. We can see whose mind is thinking what, when, where, how, you know, because they're doing great good with these technologies. Mm-hmm. But like I said, on the flip side, we putting this technology and this information in the wrong hands and it's becoming destructive.
Come on,
you know, and that's on both sides. You got so many people. Shout out to Terrence Howard.
Come on.
They try to discredit him.
You know what I mean?
They try to shoot him down. They brought him in. They brought him in again to discredit him.
Of course.
To shut it down. To say that, you know, it's too extreme. And once again, that brain, his mindset is, how do they call it? Dangerous.
Yeah.
Of course. You're bringing in new signs. You're not in the click of signs, the 1,000 signs that they approve.
So, but like I say, man, so it's gonna be on you once again to do the research, have that level of discernment, what you guys are getting involved in, know what you're doing. Utilize these resources for what's important.
Mm-hmm. Now that's what I'm saying. If you're gonna use it for the good, you gotta use it for the good. But once again, this shit is scary though, man.
It is scary. It's terrifying.
You niggas done made something that first of all, you centralizing everything to one.
Mm-hmm.
The roles, the cars, mm-hmm. the phone. So now you start talking about we've been talking about information stealing, right?
Yeah.
So now these things are generating information. They had the first Black Friday football game into where everybody that had Amazon Prime on your own personal account, the commercials were different.
They were
personalized. You been buying this shit right here for our year. We done post it on here for the sale. Woo, woo, woo. Mm-hmm. It's getting scary, bro.
Yeah.
You like I say, now China already got face recognition and shit like that. We got it too, but they got it in a certain way where it's law.
They have a social system. Like
you see what I'm saying?
It's like a social credit system.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I said, once again, you know, it all goes back to the individual, you know, respectfully speaking, but you know, over there, a lot of those in that culture, a lot of those people are not seen in high regards. There's so many of them. Right. They almost, you know what I'm saying, don't know how to.
Right.
They have more respect for an animal than they do a human being.
Right.
You
know?
So because of that, see, I'm finna experiment on you. I'm finna do woo, 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 woo. But over here, it's a whole different ball game.
It is.
When that conscience kick in and them questions start, hey, whoa, what's this? Why we go? Huh?
It's a riot.
I go outside.
It's
I go
a riot.
I don't need it.
It's a riot.
You know, so. Like I say, you know, man, go get back outside.
Once again, man, I just feel like we just to, you know, wrap it up or even just put a little bow on it. We just got to get back to fellowshipping and really thinking for ourselves, man.
Absolutely.
Not we the ones creating this shit. So it ain't that we don't got it.
Yeah.
We're just too lazy.
It's the laziness, man. It's conveniency, man. It's conveniency, man. And it can be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like bro said, with great power comes great responsibility. Like, mm-hmm. of course, clearly you can do good things with these things.
Right.
But once you start leaning on that hoe and that's what you propping yourself or your country up,
yeah,
it gets scary.
Not to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, come on.
When you talk about, you know, more advanced civilizations.
Come on now.
What does it look like? You know, is it physical or is it mental? You know,
it would be both, because I don't think advancement means like becoming lazy. Like, I feel like use it as a tool, not necessarily. Oh, like, OK, so I deliver for Kroger. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about just the basic, like these people, they will abuse the crap out of you. They'll order 52 sodas and 20 cases of
Christ
water.
Shit.
They don't never leave their house. And it's like, so what do you do for human interaction?
To cut your wisdom, but in an advanced society and civilization, do you think that people that are operating like that would exist in an advanced civilization?
I don't think so. I think they eventually die away because you need people. That's why I said, like, it's a tool, but we need each other. You're not going
to,
you can't procreate without another person.
Yeah.
You can't grow without other people.
Mm.
So when you're talking about advancement of people, you have to have a mental advancement as well.
Mm.
Or the Bible says without vision, people perish.
Mm.
So if you don't have the vision, if you don't see yourself outside, or if you don't see yourself bigger than where you are, eventually you're going to die and wither away. So I do think that, you know, for the advancement and advanced people, you got to be outside. Like, you can use that technology, and yeah, it probably makes stuff easier, but like, I would be the person with, like, if I was going to be a robot person, I would be the person to use my robots to dig my garden. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still out there, but I ain't doing that heavy lifting.
Pour the mulch, nigga.
Come on.
But now, I'm just to piggyback out there, I feel like when you start talking about advancement and advanced civilizations, see, my thing is, now the monuments that we know in the past, though, the way they are built, what the material that it was used out of, you got minerals and you got the certain type of crystals for the windows that give you energy when you come in here. And even when we talking about just 30, 40 years ago, the vinyl, the healing properties of just real vinyl, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like that's advancement, you know what I'm saying? Okay, now we still doing what we do, but we doing certain things. We drinking certain water from glass only. Everything is glass. Boom. Every structure that we have is built a certain way for the light to come in, and it can also read as a clock on. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the same reason why the pyramids and the mounds and all these old architects, they claim that we don't know how they built them, or they don't really know why they built with triangles and these different angles and the threes and the sixes and the nines, because these architects had healing properties.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's advancement to me. Y'all putting us in boxes and just telling us, yeah, man, make the house cold, bruh. We're going to bring you whatever food, and that's advanced.
And it's not even real food.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
fake food, apple wax on apple fruit.
Meat.
We were just talking about the rubber watermelon Cut the watermelon.
That's horrible.
The rubber blueberry.
People catching ice cream on fire.
Come on, man.
Why can you cut something?
Well, like I just said, look, over there, you know, certain countries, they eat plastic like that. They can dress up the rice and the tofu and just flavor it a little bit.
Miss.
Yeah, we wanted to.
So watch out for look. Them little TikTok challenges.
All they look crazy. Yeah. The spicy one chip. Gonna quit doing that shit.
That's something up here anyway, though. They trying to see who can follow and how many we can get to follow and who don't think for themselves.
We gotta get back to it. Read your book, man. Go ground. Get back into groups, man.
That's what
I said. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what else we. Of course, we're gonna dig into it, man. We're gonna go into the culture.
Yeah.
We just hopped in the middle of it. But we gonna goddamn go count the rounds, though. Some of you guys might like Kung Fu Kenny, straight out of Compton, Bompton, as some of them guys. No, shout out to them LA guys, man. And some of you guys are fans of Degrassi, Wheelchair Jimmy. You put him up on a pedestal for the last 15.
Yeah, that's it a lot.
We gotta dive into it, guys. I think Coach kind of hit on it. When you go outside these other countries and they ask you where you from, huh? I think we've forgotten that Drake is a Canadian.
He's not like us.
He's a Canadian, man. And I get it. People, well, he's made some of my favorite. Let's just go home. We're going home. I get it. He made some of your favorite bops. But when you start to act, like Kendrick said, when you start to really think about it, where is he going to get this? Because ask me what's going on in the Canadian streets of Toronto.
Not a damn thing.
Do y'all got some? I ain't saying y'all ain't got no melanated people up there. But what's your culture? See, they love to tell us America ain't got no culture.
Baby, we are the blueprint. Americans are the blueprint.
You ain't got no culture.
Blueprint.
Yeah.
Was y'all sipping? And I am not pushing or any propaganda. But I know in Texas, you know, you popped it out with Wayne. In Houston, Jay Prince. Ooh. Sipping, sir, I got this. You stole Kurt Cobain flow for a little bit, didn't you?
Do you hear me?
Drinking your cup, sipping, sir. I didn't know you sip, sir, Jimmy. I didn't know that.
He learned that on Degrassi.
Huh?
That was in college.
I'm confused. You go to Atlanta, you hook up with these different little people, which but these are real Atlanteans. These really from the land, though. You go over here, now you linking up with them.
Now you talk like
you dress like a... And then we ask you, when you come, I still ain't did nothing in Canada that they do up there in Dallas yet. Mm-hmm. What they do that didn't trickle down here, culture-wise.
Is this true?
And you thought you was slick by going to get 21. He's British. I mean, he here.
He here.
He's an implant, though.
Yeah.
You thought you was slick with that. Okay, I'm going to go link up with him.
And he co-signed him. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, man. Kung Fu Kenny had to go and put it down for all the Aborigine. From Queen Khalifa State.
Yeah.
All the way to goddamn Queen Charlotte State. He really put it down. I'm glad he did it, man. Specifically, not even the other songs, but just the They Not Like Us. He put a real history lesson in that motherfucker on the third verse, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think y'all understand that he has literally came in and he shifted the culture of everything. You know how you usually have 10 new artists or 10 new different stars? He ain't did nothing but go to the reggae. He go rap like the UK. He go to Memphis and get some shit. He go to Miami. He go to Dallas. Four bats. Damn, can we get our little shine on? Let these folk be the... But you'll go. He'll go do it. He'll drown it out. You don't never hear from them kids no more. They won't even never get to be the star because, well, you don't go as hard as the Drake version.
Right.
So and Drake will play it at his concert, though.
They play it out.
Listen, how do y'all feel about not just Drake? This might be a touchy subject, but it gotta be spoken on, because I feel like, you know, the American people, the Aborigine here in America, since the 1700s, we've been allowing all the immigrants to come in and just culture jack us. From, I don't care if you're talking about from Indians to right now in your ghetto, They come put corner stores up. They come put goddamn, you know, the crazy food spots up. You know what I'm saying? And we as a people, we just been sleep, bro. We just been sleep. How y'all feel about this? The culture vultures and us as people, are we waking up? Are we wait? Is it a time of an era that we starting to wake up and realize that we are more? We are the ones. Talk to me about it, man. What y'all thinking?
So, in regard to the Drake thing, let's start there.
Come on.
So, I feel like Wheelchair Jimmy is an actor, and I feel like he is acting every time he moves from place to place to place. He takes that character on. He might hang out in the hood and see what the real look like.
That's how the actors do it, don't they? Don't they go, if you go to Baltimore?
It's called, what is it called?
What they call it, Ma? Getting ready for the scene.
It's method acting. So I feel as if that has been what his rap career has been. Not to say Drake don't have no bops, but I went back and I started listening because so my stations are my same stations since 2010. Like, my music goes deep, right? And so, like, I went back and I started listening to some of my old playlists, and I'm like, you know, this nigga really, he kind of lame. Like, when you listen to what he's saying, it's like it's the cartoon version of what those people do there.
Right.
And so I think Kendrick exposed that. But not just Drake. He's not the only one that does that. You know, he's the biggest one, but he's not the only one that does that. And so I feel like a lot of times they put Black American culture on like it's a costume. Yeah. And they wear that and, you know, they use that to sell their products. It's the corporations. Then they're going to put somebody in there. That's where you get your industry plan, like Sexy Red. What's that little light-skinned girl? She got autism.
Ice Spice.
Look at her face. Look, you.
I see.
I'm just saying. They are.
They call her Patty.
Patty. You look at these people and you look where they're placed, and it's like there was a video going around of Ice Spice just yesterday where it's like they were like twerking must be in her contract because she don't look like she enjoying that shit, and it's like she not like this is her job. She got big doing it, and the corporations picked her. And now this is where, but they put that on as a costume, and this is what you do for your career. And unfortunately, we eat it up. Now, to your question about are we waking up? I don't know. I think those that are aware, we can pick stuff out. I think that the battle being Kendrick's win was a win for those of us who are already aware. But I also think that the cultural movement that meant for the West Coast, my dad's from the West Coast. My whole dad's side of family, they Oklahoma, West Coast. I know Tommy the Clown. I know all these people that was, I know them.
Why they acting like they don't know who the fuck Tommy the Clown is?
Baby, I don't know. B2K wasn't in You Got Served.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, I remember the movie Rise.
No, for real.
There's a documentary about that name.
Was inspired by, or Rise inspired a whole generation of dance moves.
I was just about to say, you niggas, before the jiggy and the boogie came in and triple like it wanted to.
Yes.
You would catch a little crazy, little bit.
Crumping. You'd just be like, listen, bitch. Crazy.
You need to quit crumping, okay? You almost hit.
Clown makeup on. Yeah. Like, and then you talk about the impact that Tommy the Clown has had on gang culture, pulling people out of gang culture. We as Black Americans have, we tend to prop people up that are popular at the moment. And I think that that's what's going on with this battle. I think that a lot of people are tired of Drake. I think, you know, his run has been very long. His character has been played out and people are tired of him. And I think that that is where the awareness comes from. But I do hope that people really were listening to what Kendrick was saying in those songs. And even when we were talking about the symbolism in the video, like, it's a lot of stuff that he exposed. If you know about them, you know, child trafficking and like when he was doing the push-ups and the, you know what I'm saying? That was an entendre itself. Like, it's a lot that he basically was cutting Drake down at the knees when him and his wife was in there you know, see walking in the damn living room with their kids. That's something Drake don't have. That's a Black American culture.
That's culture.
We are family based.
Well, see walking in Dallas,
baby, was getting it. But I think that as far as that whole, I hope, I pray that Black American culture is no longer a costume, and that, you know, we it's true. But I hope that that is, you know.
Are they gonna steal it?
No, for real.
I'm tired of it being called, don't call it Black. This is American culture.
American culture.
This is what this shit is.
I specify Black because we like to pull ourselves out of American, you know, but this is our shit. My grandparents built this shit.
All this shit.
So, you know, history. I'm just saying. But that's all I got to say on that.
What you got on the Drizzy and Kung Fu Kenny B?
Man, look, it's, once again, it can be a few layers to unfold, depending on how you look at it. But I'm going to go ahead and address it first by saying that Tupac stands for To Program and Control.
Come on, now.
Tupac.
Went back like that.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I just gave you one little error, and I'm finna take it a step back.
Come on, Coach.
Let's think about the Harlem Renaissance.
I hate it. I did have to tell somebody about the 20s.
It's talking about the Harlem Renaissance and what it did culturally.
Mm-hmm. For culture.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about entertainment, when we talk about, like I say, us doing these things, it's cool to a certain degree. But you also have to be careful of taking these things, I guess, too serious and out of context. When we speak about, you know, Black Americans or, you know, whoever we choose to be identified as, are we the ones, okay, who's stamping that officially? You know what I mean? Like, is that really us? You know?
Right.
And, being solved.
Like I said, Kendrick, Drake, you know, what are they, or what is Kendrick really doing to really move the needle in the real realm of things? There's a difference between reparations and restitution. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, I just, you know, respectfully think it's just a dangling carrot. You know what I mean? It's just motivational, inspirational, you know. It sound good, feel good, look good, you know. And you try not to be like that, you know what I mean? To take, like I said, we really trying to move the needle. And you know what I mean? The entertainers can only do so much. There's some communities you can't even move into if you can't identify the medical skill of your great grandfather. So you can't be no new generation millionaire because you got your money from this, you got your money. No, dog, we ask you a simple question.
Where you get your money from?
If you can't qualify from this generation, if you can't prove, we don't even want you. You get what I'm saying? And so, like I say, man, it just forces you, you know, to ask I don't want to say scholarly because that's too cliche, but more authentic questions when it comes to these things, you know what I mean? And shout out to the entertainers, you know. I believe, you know, personally that Kendrick is just as entertaining as Drake, you know what I mean? They both play their role, play their part.
Yeah.
That divide mentality, you know, that, because just as much as we want to, you know, hate Drake, we also gotta love him for what he did. You get what I mean? Even though he did do a lot of the wrong things, he did a lot of good things. He brought a lot of exposure to the Migos, Thug, 2 Chainz, that Atlanta scene. You know, he put gas on that fight. But in the same breath, what the hell is a gang? What the hell is a crib? What the hell is a blood? What they really standing for? You get what I'm saying? Is it really as bad as we think it is? Or are they protecting some? You know what I mean? So you got to ask some authentic questions. You know what I'm saying? And so, shout out to Kendrick. You know, and shout out to all them boys across the land.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. When you come here to the campaign, we break bread or fake dead.
Yeah.
We bring it all to the pot, and we're going to talk about it. This just like going to your partner house, your kinfo house, and y'all finna play spade. You see what I'm saying? This is how we rocking. So once again, we want to thank y'all if y'all watching with us live. If not, if you're going back and watching it as a replay, man, thank you as well. Like, share, subscribe, man. And put some comments at the bottom, man.
Got it up.
And shout out to all the 97 tours that's not in the building with us. You know, Sam, Q, Trap. Who else? I got C Pat.
Yeah.
Who else to be on the mother?
Shout out to Young, Q Young. Young.
You're Q Young, you, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, man. Shout out to Jamila, man. You know, hope the baby doing good, man. So you know what I'm saying? We still in here, man.
Love it.
Rolling right along, goddamn me though.
Rolling.
Ooh, wide the bound. Thank you, Uncle Sam. My cousin, man.
Who?
My cousin, bro. Shout out to my great uncle, Rolling Stone. Jamie Foxx.
Shout out to Jamie.
Jamie trying to make a comeback.
East Texas, ain't it?
E-Texas, man. Shout out to them folk down there in the T, man. You know, T-Town. Y'all, did y'all hear what happened to him last year, man? I know we didn't get to explain it to the camp.
Yeah.
But maybe the camp saw. Did y'all see what happened to him?
I remember, yeah, that Jamie got caught up right before Diddy, right?
Right before.
He was talking too much.
Coma?
He was talking too much.
Kill it, boy.
They tried to take him out.
Well, it seems like my kinfolk trying to put the toupee back in the tube.
Can't do that.
He trying to put the goddamn Gatorade back in the plastic bottle after he already drank on him.
Yes.
This is what he doing. Because I don't know if y'all saw the video. Did y'all see the video?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
When he was explaining what happened?
Mm. Oh, it's out?
That nigga he had a bad headache.
Yeah.
And he asked a friend for an Advil. And when he took the Advil, he was asleep for 20 days. And when he woke up, he just didn't have no memory.
Wow.
That's what the man said.
That's his official
story. That's officially what he said. That's what he said.
Yeah.
The doctor tried to be like, oh, I found something wrong with him. Listen. When he was just talking about propaganda, it's a game. It's all charades.
It is.
As much as it's a game and it's a charade, they will kill your ass. they'll try to knock your ass off. Jamie, I don't know if you think we crazy or not. Nigga, you told us just 8 months ago, nigga.
Yeah.
Somebody was trying to kill you. That's what you told us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now he trying to.
I remember.
And you know, back, you know what? If this was the 80s, the 70s, with no internet, we might could have. Got a it. Week span of American life. They don't remember this shit.
No.
We're going to pop right back out there, motherfucker. Nigga, this is on people TikTok. Niggas done screen recorded this shit. This is on people memories.
It is.
Nigga done brought statuses about this.
This right here.
Think pieces.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
What going on? James trying to get back in there? He trying to get back in that game?
I believe so.
He say he need that money on.
Yeah. Don't him and his daughter got a TV show out?
Yeah,
it's like Family Feud or something.
They Shazam beat Shazam.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still on though. Yeah.
You know, Jamie Big Dog though.
Yeah.
He on that. That's some lower level shit for him.
Mm.
No goddamn game host, nigga.
Jamie
said, "Goddamn, man, I'm
he in the club.
I do this.
Yep.
I'm Ray Tall with this shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Jamie versatile.
You know what I'm saying? Singing, comedic. You know." So, hopefully Jamie get better, man. But I want y'all to start opening your eyes. Use your third eye.
Have to.
All this shit connected, man.
It got to stay open.
This shit connected.
Was this it? With him and Diddy, was there any truth to that?
Now.
Nigga, you know, Diddy probably, allegedly. He probably the one hit his head across the head with that crawl pot.
I mean, is it alleged? Because he tried to blow up Kid Cudi car. Like, it's a lot of stuff Diddy did.
They ain't took Diddy ass down yet. They ain't took. I feel like Diddy might. Listen.
You think he gonna
might shake it off?
He might shake that shit. Because really, the tapes ain't nothing but just, oh, this what y'all into, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got them.
Yeah.
But if it ain't no real. Now we got the Cassie video.
But that, legally, that did what? 10 years, 20 years? Is that?
Oh, that's it passed the statute of limitations.
Yeah, once it's passed that, they just can't, you know.
And shit like that. I mean, you know.
But going forward, like, your reputation is out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You think niggas ain't gonna fuck with Diddy after this? If he don't go to jail.
Do niggas still fuck with R. Kelly?
I mean, niggas fuck with Kelly. I mean,
so,
I know some.
I ain't gonna hold
you. Time travel.
I still
you put on their Kells. You're time travel.
I still listen to
I know
the
some
music.
Of the old school cats. Hey, they be riding on them four wheelers and them.
You think it's 99 around 03.
They come down the street in them cars.
Right.
You
loud in the morning, 3 a.m. That hot shot, that sneak shot, come
hot out. Shot. That's what I'm talking about. 3 a.m.
The blue lights up under that.
Feeling on your booty,
chaos.
Remember that smoking. I remember that.
Don't let them do chaos like
take
that.
Right back to the back of the Buick. Same. In 02.
And look, that's another thing. Once again, we got to be careful with, you know, because speaking about our culture, real or fake, whatever it is, what we hanging on to, we can't let them do us like that. You know what I mean? Now, once again, we all agree that, you know what I'm saying, pedophilia, moving and doing those type of things is illegal, wrong.
Moral.
You know, but at the same time, in the same breath, they still get to, you know, acknowledge and watch the movies of Weinstein and, you know, woo, 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 and keep their statues up. But as soon as that guy do something inappropriately, if he, you know what I'm saying, did it, you know, I mean,
R.
obviously.
Kelly did
it.
R. Kelly did that shit.
We get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Be wise.
But that's why I said I still listen to the music. I don't listen to all of it because some of it is kind of like, nigga, you wrote this about a 14-year-old.
Right, yeah, like, you right. When you wake up a little bit and you start to think about it.
Yeah, you like, but the nigga can sing.
Once again, the niggas who was listening to the music at the time, they weren't thinking about it. They were thinking about,
No, you know, I'm finna bring it right back home because Elvis Presley was out of control. And he got a whole monument stat. They can't even you can't even touch it if you want to.
Better not touch.
Y'all ain't never been to Graceland.
Elvis Presley Boulevard is a street that, man, look.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
And he was off the chain.
Yeah.
Literally.
Went to that girl,
they make money every weekend.
You right.
Listen. Man. Once again, man. And they put you in this game. They try to build you up just to break it down.
Tear you down. Like, yeah.
You know, so, you know, I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? We gotta stay. We ain't standing with the bullshit. But when somebody done built themselves up out here and they out here generating, operate, and destroying the barriers that they done placed on us. We got to stick with our people, man. We got to stick.
I'm going to throw one more out there for Kel. Shout out to Tank because he said this. Our love is the biggest threat.
Come on, man.
When we talk about R. Kelly, please don't go.
Did you watch that interview?
I just want to make sure I'm on the same page because when I hear it, I said, he gets to write a beautiful song.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his name? Sam Michael. Michael Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What song was it that he got popular for? He wrote a beautiful song. What's that beautiful song? Michael Sam or Sam Michael wrote. And what's the song? Yeah. Oh, my. He had a cold song, but Tank came on and remixed it. I said,
Went crazy.
Can I say, Tank is one of the coldest vocalists. Like, I love me some
But that one I'm saying, but he gave his props to Kels.
Hell yeah. But that's where he came up. Like, and then, like, he was talking about how he came up on, I was watching another podcast. He was talking about Timberland and Aaliyah and
all of that. Right.
He was with Aaliyah, with that stuff. So he was right there in the thick of it. But he learned to be that vocalist that he is in that situation. So it's good and bad. Of course, we know the bad. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, everybody has good and bad to them. And sometimes you just have to learn to love the good qualities in people and try to let them correct their own bad stuff. So I don't throw people away. Somebody asked me, I went to a Nicki Minaj concert, and they was like, you don't mind that she's a terrible person? She one of the coldest rappers I've ever seen. I can separate
you
that.
Terrible. Let me stop. I pop. Could people be tripping?
Tripping.
I ain't none of a perfect man. Come on.
Right.
Terrible. That ain't even a good. Okay. All right, man. So I got a question, man. Why did you know? Did y'all see the eclipse?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Y'all saw. I just want to make sure. We went here.
Did y'all look at the sun?
I went and sun gazed.
Okay.
I had a question in my head as I was up there because, you know, Scooter would like damn. He like, pause. They can go up there to that. Like, they can get up to the moon and shit. And, you know, I had to be serious.
That's true.
I see they say they went to the moon. They say they did.
Why we can't get back?
And then they also told me in 2020 that they lost the damn coordinates of how to get to that motherfucker in the garage too.
Ain't no way.
And then they made a whole movie about how the black lady made the coordinates to get up there in the first place. So either the math is mathing.
Come on.
Or it's not.
Or you niggas is green screening. And I say that because I'm glad you brought up a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Katherine Johnson too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Academy in DeSoto too. They making another movie that's coming out very soon. And it's called To the Moon.
Take me.
Scarlett Johansson. Some of you love Scarlett Johansson.
And Channing.
And what's his name? Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
And basically, this movie is a whole movie on how they are trying to fake the moon landing and how they can put it together and sell it to the masses of America to make them believe that we hit the moon. Now, I once again, shout out to Bobby. Shout out to Bobby and Master Teacher.
I say.
The truth is stranger than the fiction.
It is.
And they've been telling me since goddamn 1960 something. Sputnik and shit. And what's the nigga name? Armstrong. Yeah.
Listen.
One small step for. Y'all been telling me that bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And they been eating it up.
Eating it.
Now, the other goddamn year when they had the rocket launches, it was a goddamn mouse on the damn shuttle. All the way goddamn through the damn terabytes and the damn ozone layer, motherfucking rat. In the galaxy. I'm talking about just climbing up. I said, well, damn, the way the movie looked like, you ain't got goddamn... You a disintegrator up there, right? Rat is crawling around that motherfucker live on. Okay.
On Facebook Live.
This is on goddamn. This is the world news now.
Yeah.
Everybody around the world watching the goddamn rocket launch, but I see a rat on the shuttle.
I just want to know how they had the live. If the technology, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm asking.
Y'all nigga got FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
We got Teslas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Niggas out here up BBLs. Niggas putting screws in their knees to go to 6'8".
BBL is crazy.
I'm saying the technology is crazy around here, motherfucker. The shit that you thought as a kid, it is different.
Yeah.
But y'all can't get back to the moon.
Right.
That's what y'all telling me. And this movie they got coming out is basically, it's saying that the moon landing was fake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's saying.
Okay.
I'm trying to give y'all an example. What scary movie?
Okay.
Type movie. It's gonna be proper. It's gonna
parrot.
Be parrot.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny.
Yes.
But they're not being.
Is there
funny.
A trailer out for?
Yeah.
I seen it the other day.
And I say the truth is stranger than the fiction. They say universal law go.
Yeah.
And some people don't want to say they don't believe in universal law.
Mm.
I got you. But however you feel about the shit.
Yeah.
But they say they got to tell you that shit. They don't say how I got to tell you, but they got
to
tell
you. Bingo.
Nigga be, you got them partners sarcastic than a motherfucker. You tell me, hey, man, I'm going to go run them out. Man, yo ass.
Drive.
Man, ain't been to do shit. I mean, you can try. Damn, is that a joke? Is you joking?
Wow, that's hate.
That's joke, right?
It's hate in there.
Yeah, it's dry hate.
It's dry hate.
Snitchy. This is a chuckle too much, goddamn me.
Why you laughing so loud?
Why you laughing? I feel the same way with these movies.
Yeah.
You put it in a jokey joke form, your favorite actors and actresses.
You hit it on the head.
Make it all fun and high speed and whoosh. But yeah, nigga, they be telling the motherfucking truth in that hoe.
My granddaddy was born in 1914.
Come on, man.
And he told me
your granddaddy or your great granddaddy?
My granddaddy.
Your granddaddy.
He passed away now.
Gotcha.
But he passed away. He was 101. Mm-hmm. But he told us the moon landing was fake. And when, what was that? Columbia blew up in 2005 or 3 or something like that. Blew up over East Texas.
I remember that.
Yeah.
The pieces. That shit was fake too.
That shit was fake too.
The crisis actors and shit. And they found the astronauts, nigga.
They alive. They still
presidents
alive.
And niggas is presidents and CEOs of companies. Lockhart, Keaton.
Yeah.
It's all backed out for falsehood.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
My granddaddy told me my whole life they filmed that in a studio in California.
So you trying to tell me if I say Janssen? I want to put on a space suit Put the damn rocks at the bottom. We going to the moon.
Put me on the string. I'm going to bounce across them.
Have you with you being in the production side of the game, Jansen, you know, with your skins in the game as far as, you know, whether it be from Cheetahs or Skycam or just, you know, just anything you've produced with the camera, have you heard that legend?
Mm. Yeah, actually I have. So, funny enough, I actually have a story about that.
Let's go.
I used to be a producer of a morning radio show here in Dallas, and one time we had Joe Rogan come in studio.
Oh.
And so I grew up like hardcore Christian, like, you know, I didn't believe in any kind of conspiracy theories.
Right.
And Joe Rogan came into the studio and was talking about all of that, how they faked the moon landing, you know, just... You know, just blew my mind.
Right.
And he came back the next day. He was such a great segment. He was like promoting. He was at the Addison Improv for the week. So he came back the next day and was talking about even more stuff. And it blew my mind. Like, I went home and was on YouTube. And
oh, God.
He took it down.
I mean, to this day, like, I'm not the same person.
Go on, yeah.
Goddamn, because of Joe Rogan.
What you say about them glasses?
Shout out to Joe Rogan.
Not for real.
Say, what's name asked him, though. He said, why did you even bring him on here? You allowed him to speak like this.
Joe Rogan, hey, that's number one podcast, ain't it?
He is.
Yeah.
Nah, it is. I fuck with JoJo, man. Joe Rogan, shout out to the guy, man. And that's what I'm saying. All this hidden knowledge, man, this shit's all a facade, man. Once when you lose a war, they get to tell the story.
Yep.
You start talking about the Reconstruction era.
Rewrite your own history.
I love history. I always, oh, damn, they building railroads and shit. This is the wild, wild west. East to the west. Manifest destiny.
Mm.
Now, nigga, they was cutting up books. Killing. Taking color out of pictures and putting them in black and white. Reconstruction, all right.
Taking land from the true natives.
Just swapping your ass out for shit, bro. Yeah. So this is what it is, man. So once again, man, go see that. To the Moon is the name of the movie, man, if you want to see something this summer. And maybe crank your brain a little bit.
What's the name of that other movie that you referenced earlier? The AI scriptwriter, what was it called?
Oh, the Last Script Writer.
Last Script Writer.
Yeah, for shit show, man. So we got 30 minutes left in this segment, man. We got 30 minutes, man. Once again, I want to thank everybody that's with us live. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go on there and look and see. Man, I be nobody. But if you're not, when you do go back in, you're going to probably say, damn, this is new.
Yeah.
This for 2024, man.
The you know what I'm saying?
Jason, are we in the Jason month?
We just started. Yeah.
Julius Caesar, Augustus Caesar months. Y'all know what it is. Fake ass months, you know what I'm saying? But we here. And we rocking out.
And it's going to get crazy.
It's
month one of the Jason months.
Listen, man. Listen. I always just thought it was hot as hell in Texas. I ain't know what the hell was going on, but touch the concrete, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. Okay, here we go. This is big, guys. You know, I listen. They say, man, why you start a podcast?
Yeah.
I say, man, well, I ain't gonna care, bro. I feel like I came into some knowledge.
Yeah.
And I understood two sides of. I tried to universalize it. I said, am I understanding, bro? It's gonna be something. They ain't gonna be able to come all the way with it, but they going to have little intriguing moments, right? And then you're going to have some people who are ready to go and dive into it. And this could probably be a training wheel to go and help them go and get down their road.
I will.
This show ain't just for BS, man. This really for the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I try to put it in layman's terms so you won't, you know, you won't get bored or you won't feel like, oh, you need big words. But you know what? Go get a goddamn thesaurus. Go get an encyclopedia.
Go get that.
Because you need this knowledge, man. And I shout out to everybody that I watch and I collect my information from whether it be Brother Rich with Black Magic, or my guy Kev, or Zoe, or my guy Malcolm and Black Dot. I might watch some old school stuff on y'all ads to come in here and get prepared.
Yeah.
Phil, Bobby.
Yeah. Man, look, I co-sign all them resources.
You know what I'm saying? Maya, Maya Moore, and all these people, man, these elders, man. What I just watched some astrology the other day with the numbers, man. So King Simon and them boys, Sir Duke of Tyrus,
and it's real. That stuff is real.
This some of the stuff that can start. You know, when you come watch us, you can also dive into it and be more, even more intrigued and be more What's the word?
In tune.
Come on now. Come
build
on.
With us so we can start building with each other.
That's how you make
what
a community.
What book did you find?
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
So this for everybody. Like I said, we got some law coming in now. The Chevron Doctrine. Chevron Doctrine, man. I know y'all been hearing about it, man. They been talking about the Supreme Court and what they overruled and overturned, you know. The doctrine came in 1984. And I'm just going to sum it up for you. I ain't finna take you through the whole litigation part of it, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna tell you, basically for the last 40 years, man, the Alphabet Boys, what you talking about, the ATF, the FBI, the WHO, the BAN, whatever you talking about, I'm talking about whatever agency. I'm talking about even the sub parts of the motherfuckers. They have basically for the last 40 years been able to make their own rules and judge you by those rules, make them up as they go.
And yeah. We don't even know what they are.
Man, say.
Yeah.
Just moving the goalposts, yeah. As most people say.
Yeah.
Touchdown right here, but I'm right here on the 1 yard line. You done tell me now that be 20 yard down here.
Right.
We talking about from the smallest subsector. Mm-hmm. You might have been a person that's you trying to get a permit for your car. Permit shit. That shit not real.
No.
But they done made a whole goddamn little county, little court, little people got a job from it, they got paperwork from it. Just so you to make you have to drive the car, you got to get a registration sticker.
Listen.
Shout out to Texas.
But
Texas knew it was coming down the pipeline.
Hell yeah.
That's why they did what they did.
That's why they went on and got ahead of it. Because now, that's what the Chevron Doctrine was basically allowing. Like I said, all the way from the big boys to the food stamps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's my small, little subsidized, little nonprofit organ. Mm-hmm. All these little itty bitty. Well, why I can't get that money? Well, why I can't get these benefits?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you live in... You live here. You live there. Ooh. The Supreme Court, they overturned this shit, man.
Hell yeah.
They overturned it, man, which means a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Us as a society, it is going to be more work on us to actually get... You got to go do your due diligence on the rules.
I'm not mad at that.
Read the rules for real.
Mm-hmm.
See what the... Instead of it feeling like it's a gray zone or a gray area and I might have to go federal with this. Nah, man, listen. Go read the rules. See what you can and cannot do. And let's go ahead and let's do what we
got
to do.
When you say rules, are you saying laws?
Yeah.
Laws.
Got
real life. I am a bill. Oh, I'm only a bill. I'm a bill right here on Capitol.
I ain't gonna even lie to you. That's what I'm saying. I asked somebody, I missed that day in school.
You don't got.
Because I say, when, where, how do we learn these laws? You ain't getting out to practice.
Yeah.
You ain't getting work. You ain't got no class for it.
They pass a bill, like I said earlier in the show. They pass a bill every year. September 1st, they pass a big ass bill with 1,000 laws in them hoes. That change your whole livelihood.
Change everything.
Every year.
But get what? We can't even get to it because you know why? Bronny just go 50.
Come on now. Ooh,
Bronny just go 50.
No, Mary J. Blige just tried to kill her daughter on power.
Yeah,
got him.
Yeah.
Monet.
Got him. But it's.
Rap beef. Rap. Distraction.
They not like us. They not like us.
And they over there moving that goalpost.
The new Dior.
Say, them old clean.
Ooh. They are.
Come on.
They bringing the Jordan 17.
Say,
you know.
Football season. Oh, you know we love football season.
Hell I can't. Yeah. I got
hey, that.
You know we love. Come on.
I got to get down there. I got the Airbnb set up.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I got
and what day did you say they passed that bill?
Huh?
September 1st in the beginning of football season.
Make sure y'all ass don't.
You said
I can't be buying beer after. When did y'all pass that bit?
Oh, while you was at the Cowboy tailgate. You was at the tailgate.
9 days ago. This the fuck.
That what I'm saying? You thought you was in a drought.
Yeah.
Who you had a lottery? Oh, okay. Your lottery pick was who?
You know it's illegal
the
now to walk around.
Like a
mother. Listen, man, listen. Y'all should be thankful. Like I said, I know a lot of y'all really understand.
Yeah.
But you'll start to understand that. Now, one thing that's scary now is this one world government they're trying to put together.
Hell yeah.
And it's scary because I don't know how they going to do it. But for right now, we done took it back a little bit of power. So this is what this mean, though. Take your ass to the town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm. It's more work for us. It's more work.
You know how people be asking, damn, do my vote really count?
Mm-hmm.
The last 40 years, nigga, hell nah. Hell nah.
Just keep it all the way fun.
But let's keep it real. that national shit is not for us. Like, we're a whole bunch of little states brought together. Like, we all have our own government. Mm-hmm. First of all, I believe in limited government power anyway. My first time really taking that shit serious was a couple of years ago, because I was trying to let people be aware of, like, what's really going. Like, I'm trying to teach y'all, and y'all coming so hard at me. Okay, so I'm going to come hard back at y'all. I'm Aries. I'm sorry. That's me, Aries, and you always say that. But I feel like your government, your self-governed self.
Yeah.
That is where the power is. And you change your community. Just like when I was telling y'all, you know, we talking about the stuff that's going on in Dallas as far as the homeless people and trying to help them get back on their feet or trying to bring resources to them. That is a job. That's what we're supposed to do as a community. That's not for the city to decide, oh, they got somewhere to stay. What are you doing? How can you help your community? You know? But we want to put that on, well, we elected you. That is a face. That man don't know you from a can of paint.
He ain't got no power until you.
And ain't got no power.
So, I mean, I got a couple questions. I mean, so like I was saying, in other countries, or am I saying, yeah, on other continents, mm-hmm. they have countries.
Mm-hmm.
Over here in America, just yeah. what in the
like yeah, I said, yeah, in know, the United States,
we have our states,
territories,
right?
Territories
that do more than some countries.
Mm-hmm.
We have our flag
bigger than some.
Texas countries. Got a flag.
Texas,
Jamaica got a flag.
Texas has its own constitution.
So, like I'm saying tonight, I'm like I said, I be getting confused. If why can't we never really identify with that? As I don't want to say our nationality.
Mm-hmm.
What is
gospel? No,
what
it is. Like, it is.
Cause what it's coming to.
These states finna break off in a minute.
And that's what I'm saying. If they do succeed, maybe I'm saying my words.
No, you guys,
for me to
you
move on, succeed. What's that future song? He said, for me to move on, succeed. But that's not what I'm, but it's somewhere in there. You know what I mean? If we do succeed.
Yep.
You preaching.
For us to say that, hey, look, my nationality, this is my nation.
Yep.
I'm a Texan.
We were born into it. I pledge allegiance to the Texas flag.
One and indivisible.
They were trying to.
Yeah.
Had they always been trying to tell us?
I always shout out to the piece of history about Texas.
Yeah.
Six flags.
Yeah.
Over Texas.
Yeah.
It was six countries inside this piece of shit.
Okay. Right here.
I can believe it.
Right. So
but
even
up.
Before the countries. It was Native American nations, and that's something that I learned learning my family history.
Let me get that book reference one more time, then before I forget. The book reference for all you guys, get out there and do the research on it. The Forgotten Cause of the Civil War.
It's a
price tag. It's a price tag on
Dan Calloway.
But you pay for knowledge. You pay for everything else.
Look,
so
I just dropped one. Man, I wish we had the bombs.
The sound effects on the head. Drop bombs, man. Now, yeah. Rich, his show, man, listen, y'all got to remember, man, hey, listen, they tell you one thing.
Mm.
Who?
Let me put another plug. If you don't have the money to buy a book, go find you some elders, because these elders know what the truth is. Like, go find you these older folks. They don't have young people around them that are there every day. They just want somebody to talk to. Me being a
preacher. Pull it out of them.
Listen, I'm a preacher's daughter. That's been my whole life, is to go sit with some old folks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why I am as aware as I am, because I've been taught the history. Y'all need to go find y'all some old folks and go to these nursing homes. These people put their people in there and leave them there. They will be happy to talk to you.
That's where the gold at. That's where the
nah,
gold
sure.
at.
They libraries, like they
say.
They
are.
A library, the man. I need to go and get on my shit too. I've been having something in the makes for a long ass time. I need to. For the city of Dallas.
Yeah.
I want to do something. So, yeah, man. Nah, for sure. I love what she said, man. Go to the veterans, the VFW, and talk to the war veterans and shit like that. And, man, get that real knowledge, bro. Because, listen, y'all know about the goddamn Nelson Mandela effects.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to tell me that Berenstain Bears went down the stairs. They telling me.
Hypnotic.
That
change.
This shit went what it was. And I know I was here for it. Knuckles.
Chick-fil-A different.
Listen, bro. You ain't going to tell me, goddamn, the Fruitopia weren't Fruitopia.
Do you hear me?
When I knew what?
You that was the best flavor.
One platinum boo-boo with the apple on the nickel.
Huh? You took it right away.
You had to be there to see.
You had to be there. You know, I'm glad to be a 91 baby because it's a lot that has changed, especially in the last maybe 10 years. They try to act like we crazy. And I'm glad to be a conspiracy theorist either. To your point, Jensen, about growing up as a hardcore Christian, that was me. But as I've gotten older and I've done my own research, my daddy is a conspiracy theorist. He kind of opened the door for some knowledge, kind of opened the door for you figure that out and you come talk to me. Let's have a conversation. You gotta dig yourself. If you're going to, like we was talking about them stones and stuff, if you're going to get something worth something, go find it.
Come on.
Go find it.
Mm. You ain't never met a group of people make a white t-shirt. Look, yeah, they're my wife. Never seen that shit before, man.
Say, white tee, hard.
Ho, stuck on it.
Hard.
Let me stop. I digress.
Sticker on it.
What? Because they don't know. That's culture. I digress.
Say, that is culture.
You say, that country, now that culture, man.
That
keep that stick on it, bitch. That bitch is orange and black. I knew.
The fatal.
belt buckle with the name going across.
Cold.
Mine had the rhinestone.
Nigga got the light up, the electronic one. We got, yo.
We've been in the future.
We've been in the future. We ain't with it. Y'all know y'all love this shit over here. Playing with me, man. Shout out to my partner, Baba Tunde from second grade. Just came from the motherland.
Yeah.
He had to get baptized.
Learn. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, we score over here in America.
Hell yeah. Man. Y'all had buddy.
You score?
I already know.
Y'all had buddy ass him.
Buddy was fucked up. Scooter got a partner right now. What's his name?
African Buddhist.
That nigga tell me the name. Up. He said, yeah, man, that nigga. Man, bro, ain't run. He don't know. He don't know the culture. But nah, man, I digress, man. Last time we going to get up out of here, man. Before we get up out here, last little thing. I've been noticing in the city of Dallas, man, that the shit, the price is just crazy, man.
Maybe.
Fake hamburgers is $3.
They fake.
But shit, everything up, gas, just resources, eggs, everything, rent. It makes one wonder, is it price gouging?
Absolutely.
Is Dallas maybe some type of testing grounds for things?
I think
because you got people going to LA saying they go to McDonald's, nigga, the burger's still a dollar.
No way.
You got niggas going to Chicago saying, oh yeah, man, shit's still a dollar.
You come out the city.
You know what I'm saying?
Even when you go to East Texas,
yeah, come
like,
on,
I be down in East Texas a lot. East Texas, watermelon up here.
Yeah.
$7.99. Seeded watermelon. Seeded,
yeah.
$7.99.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the country, that mug $3.
That $3.
Hello.
With the regular price.
On the side of the road.
You got yellow meat.
Hell yeah.
You know what's going on.
It's the real stuff. And it's $3 outside of the city. But here in the city, my brother was looking at an apartment. Because y'all know I be apartment locating. So I'm trying to show him apartments up here. He like, I'm not trying to spend $1,300 on a one bedroom. I think I'm going to have to go to East Texas. East Texas, one bedroom in a nice area. $475.
It's price gouging. $475. It's price gouging. I don't know if it's the higher ups of Dallas that's allowing it. You know, this is a family city and maybe all the new age stuff that's coming down, the new people who used to higher prices or whatnot, or they're paying a premium.
Yeah.
Making the city kind of crazy. Maybe the higher ups are making it, keeping it like this, so maybe they can say, let's go back where I come from and make this a family city again. I don't know.
They trying to bring the money from New York, California.
Yeah.
They trying to bring, those people are used to paying $2,000 a month in rent.
Yeah.
So, and that's for a one bedroom. So when you come here and a one bedroom is 13, that's a drop in the bucket. Oh, I'm saving money.
Yeah.
But for us, like, I personally feel like they're trying to get rid of us. Like, I personally feel like.
Of course.
Like
I said, I don't know if they're getting rid of us or niggas stealing money. Because in Atlanta, the feds hit an apartment complex that had a ring of it, doing it for the last 20 years.
Dang.
And you done been in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know how they price gas in Atlanta.
Hell yeah.
Crazy in Atlanta.
But it's the corporations, too. Like, these corporations are. What they say, cash rules everything around me.
Yeah.
And ain't that what they?
Corporation.
So these corporate, Microsoft moved to Atlanta. They bought out the whole West Side and raised the rent over there. They doing the same thing here. Microsoft bought over in Irving. They got that Microsoft.
Well, you got AT&T, all that shit.
Hell yeah.
But that's why I ask. Is it a testing ground? Are you doing it in certain areas or not? Because we got this story that came out this past week. Maybe everybody didn't hear about it. Everybody don't know. But the famous drink Y'all drink Arizona? Have you ever drank Arizona?
Oh, course.
Half and half.
Arizona got me through college.
Right.
Freeze that, mix it with a little liquor.
99 cents.
Yeah.
Now, some stores, you go in there, that motherfucker say $1.29. Report their ass.
Yeah.
Report their ass because the owner of Arizona, the CEO, says the reason why he keeps his drinks at 99 cents is because, you know, he owns everything and they're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to reach for no money and price gap.
Yeah.
And so that means when you go into these local stores and you see Arizona that's $1.29 or some crazy like that, call him in,
holla,
man,
holla.
And he'll have his company
remove
him, man. Mm-hmm. So, and I say that to say that because I know a lot of people, we out here, and you know, you can probably feel like they struggling. Recession, it is a recession. They ain't telling nobody. They ain't even declared it. But it's okay. Understand that these boys are out here trying to take your IOU certification notes. It's fake, man.
It's all fake.
It's fake, man. This shit is fake. If it ain't gold, if it ain't silver, this shit is fake. So don't feel bad, man. You're doing your best, man. You still making a way. And at least somebody, even of a corporation of Arizona that we all know and love, they're at least keeping it gangster, man, saying we trying to make it affordable for you to just survive and live right here.
They standing on business.
Smallest shit ever, man, go a long way, man.
It really does.
Man, what?
It's
on a hot summer day.
Chug one of them, honey.
Give me one.
And they a lot healthier than getting a slushy or, you know what,
man,
I'm saying?
Like, it's
a
that's
lot.
The first time I learned about vitamin C. Somebody told me. Say that Arizona got that vitamin C. So what's that? It's going to help that blood flow. That's going to help you get up and down the court. Let me get two on. One for now, one for later. I got $2. See, I never forget that.
It'd be $1 with the tax a lot of times.
Shout out to them Arizona.
Okay, man. Before we get up out of here, man, we're going to go and wrap it up. You can go and put that outro music on for me, Jansen. Before we get up out of here, though.
Yeah.
What y'all got to promote, man? What y'all got coming up, man? What y'all want these people to support y'all on? Anything that we need to be promoting?
Love.
Here coming up, man. Talk to the people. Talk to your fans. They ain't seen your face in the media.
Yeah.
Well, like I said earlier, real estate. Like, if y'all looking to buy, sell, lease, I'm your girl. Y'all can call me. I'll give y'all my number, 214-500-7568. That is my cell phone number. You can text me if you don't feel like calling, or you can follow me on Instagram. My business Instagram is Move With Monica TX. The with is just the W, Move W Monica TX. And you can follow me on my personal Instagram, Money the Mogul with two I's.
I love it. I love it. Coach King AZ, baby. Of course, I'm at the gym. Health and wellness, as always. We got a few things we working on in the lab as well. We working on this this small mini lecture, you know, trying to get back to the people, you know, teaching them how to eat to live. So, like I say, if you, anybody you guys know, they want to just learn how to walk around these grocery stores and, you know, identify the organic versus non-organic, why Central Market, why Whole Foods, why Walmart, why Kroger, you know what I mean, or anywhere you navigating. You need to know how to navigate in these places, you know. So if that's something you guys want to, you know, dive into, reach out to me. Coach King AZ, we can talk about it, you know.
Yes, sir. Once again, man, it's the 972 of the campaign, man. When we break bread or we fake dead, man. Want to give a big shout out to everybody, man, that allows us and helps us with this show. Shout out to Jansen once again, man. If you want to get tapped in up here and get you a slot, man, thedallasonair@gmail.com. Once again, that is thedallasonair@gmail.com, man. Hey, man, say, man, love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. I know it's been a minute, but we back, though. We back. We back and rolling. We back in the same little slot. So you can catch us, you know what I'm saying? We going to be asking for guests, you know what I'm saying? We might ask for some live audience, you know how we get down. Of course, we going to try to get back to 21 questions. There's a lot of things we're going to try to, you know, roll back into merch.
Let's do it.
If you got anything that you want me to put up here, product placement, hit me up, you know, on Instagram at _parlayyola_ or at the 972's Instagram, of course. Any videos you need me to post, if you want to come up here and be live, we might, you know, I done had my guy, Carrie. What's my guy? Soho.
Soho.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Everybody that came up here, man. So once again, tap in with us, man. We'll see y'all next time. Scooter. Take your ass to bed, man. Rah rah. Yo, had bad head.
Shout out to the future.
See y'all later.